Okay, so we already start the first perek. The good news about the edition that you have is that it's an expensive and exotic edition. The other news is that it's not always easy to read. I hope next time we'll have a more normal print. You should appreciate how difficult it was to learn Maral once upon a time. Besides how hard it was, it was almost not punctuated. But I'll try to. I have the normal edition here in front of me, and I learned not that much. We'll start at first page. Basically, he's going. He speaks about in Yonim about Torah, why Klal Yisrael, the Teichen of Torah, different in Yonim within the Torah, it's more technical things about Kriyin Ksiv. It's a sefer like when explained last time. It's a sefer that has a lot of different nekudas, so that it really gives a very big hekev on a very important inyan. I first want to give just the structure of the first perek so that if we do stop in places, we don't get lost in the cheshm. Basically, he's going to map out that Torah is something that has to be in Tzuras Adam. In other words, there's something about Adam that requires that Torah be there, and Klal Yisrael more than Umas HaOlam for the reason that he's going to give. That's the perek in a nutshell, and then he's building his way towards that. And Ivroim Ashabah Hashem Yisbarach by Lomoy Kulam Hem Poelim Ba'olam Asher Nivru Boy Bekol Echad Lefi Ma'alasa VeChashivusay Godel Pulasay. So the first thing he says is everything in the world is not only exists, but it accomplishes something. It's merumis in the pasuk. It says, "Asher bara lekim lasis." HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world which would do. Meaning, the world is not the bria is not a static entity, but it's a group of entities that have some sort of something to bring out a lapoel. There has to be some transition of what they are to what they're going to accomplish. Hine says, Shemayim v'chol tzva Shemayim kulam polim misav merikia upolim b'tachtoinim v'shavruam ashen tzva siloisa. So, the celestial beings, the sun, the star, etc., the Maral says their job is to bring about, to effect different events in the world here, as is understood that mazalos affect the world here. And also everything in the world does something. In other words, it goes from point A to point B. Ha'aretz is po'alos ha'motziat simcha v'chol ha'sheretz meratzi po'alos. Mayim is po'alim marvim atzimicha adama. Ruach megad lakol k'mo sh'yadua. Eish, chama, balechayim v'chol ha'minim sh'bolom lo letohu brom rak nemalim pru urvu amilo aretz. So, it's interesting. The Maral is medayik that the etzem having children in itself is a pe'ula. Pru vu milo aretz, he said, it's ke'ilu, you're starting as two animals and fill up the world, that itself is a certain tachlis. Atshein echad batl ve'akol perlam balam shnivribay. Everything in the world has a tachlis. Nothing is there levatola. Batl means something that's not working, something that's not accomplishing anything, and there's nothing in the world like that. Okay, that's point one. That's a given, so to speak. Then he says a second point. He's saying something here as follows. When we speak about the function, what is it that different Nivroyim are supposed to accomplish? It's not just a mikra, like somebody is supposed to, you know, I b'mikra took a piece of wood to lift up something. Everything that is it's doing needs to be seen as in the metzias of the thing itself. For instance, let's say a horse b'mikra kicked somebody and the person died. So we definitely look at it as ashkocha. But nobody would say that the purpose of horses is to accidentally kick people and kill them. That's not what a horse is. The Mikra Kodesh Baruch Hu used it in a certain way. But generally speaking, whatever its tachlis is going to define the animal as well. And therefore, the poel and the pu'ula are going to be seen as one and the same. The purpose of that particular being is going to be its metzias. One of the hesberim about Adam HaRishon naming all the animals, so the different directions, the many different hesberim, what was the godless? I mean, any kid with a few, with 26 letters, 22 letters, can just randomly, sus, sub, and sug, and sud. You can, not that difficult. So one hesber is that the oisius were there with which it was created. That's one hesber. But if you take a look at it, it's interesting. Adam, it says he called himself Adam because he came from an Adama. So that does point at where he came from. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called Adon because that's what he is. So naming something means you were koveya its tachlis as well. So what is the function of this entity is going to give it its name, and whatever a sus does, it's merumis. Somewhere the word sus is a noun that comes from a certain verb. We don't have a verb to sus. I mean, in English we have to horse around, but in Lashon Kodesh don't have that format. But it means whatever it is that a sus is meant to accomplish, that's what Adam HaRishon identified. So everything he says is going to be identified with the thing that it does. V'chol pe'ula misachas al ha'poel, k'chamimes asher pula sa'esh misachas elav. V'chein akriris misachas al ha'mayim asher poelam akriris. So just like fire and the heat that it gives, you identify it as being one and the same. A fire is that which gives heat or light or whatever, and the water is that which gives cooling, etc. So you identify the object with its job. So that seems to be universal. Everything in the Bria it's not a museum piece. It has some activity that it's created for, and the activity that it's created for is going to identify the entity itself. Omeata ha'odom ashehu nivdol mikol shar balechayim. Odom is different than other balechayim. Mitzar ha'nefesh. The area in which Odom is different than other balechayim is the nefesh that he has. She'ein nafshoi nefesh behamis, rak nafshoi nefesh sichlis. Even though Al-Chai has a nefesh, the Torah calls it nefesh, but still Adamu ha-nefesh, but the nefesh of a behema is a behemistic nefesh, and Adam's nefesh is nefesh sichlis. Loi kimoishar ba'al-Chai mativim, she'ein nafshoi raktivis, So if Adam is unique, that he has a nefesh aloikis, and what he calls a nefesh sichlis, we're going to have to find a realm of activities that's going to fit that. In other words, anything, any activity that a person does that doesn't make use of it, you can't call a person someone that eats, because eating refers to one chelik of himself, and it's not referring to that nefesh. We've explained last time, a few times ago, that when the Maral uses the word sichlius, it's interchangeable usually with what we call neshama. It means something that is not physical. It's not shy of the physical world, and we'll soon see. I'll explain it a little bit later. A specific inyan about what he means the seichel of Adam. So if we're going to look at Adam, we're going to have to find some range of activities and some enterprise that's Adam. Umipneisha timtz Adam ishtate b'shav alchaim tivim harvipulos. Lamai said many things a person does, he is, there's a part of him that's a balchai, so it's mishutif, It overlaps with things that Bal Chaim do. V'dovazeh bevadeh mitzad nefesh achiyuni asheb adam. And that certainly comes from the chelek of the Adam, that is the biological life force, which is not perceptibly different than a Bal Chai. Asheb b'yishar asheb Bal Chai tivim. Avli efshe shlo pulos gamkein misyacheses al nafsh asichas aloikis ki lo yigora kocho. A person, it can't be that the only one in the Bria that doesn't have an activity that's specific to who he is and what he is Adam. It can't be. So we're going to have to find a range of activities that fit Adam. Now, Kimash Adam Banoi Vinaga, Voisem Lechaza Fiva Bishok Yoitzebeze, Mitikun Abgodim, Shevadai Afkid Vorm Elot Srichel Nefsha Sichlis, Miu Arvish Adovazem Tachleme Sheboy. So he says like this, even though a person uses his intelligence to find food, shelter, etc., but that may be coming from his chisar and not from his shleimus. The Maral's Lashon is a little strange here because the next paragraph, he goes into that. He goes into showing that it's coming from a chisorin. Here it's kind of, he's saying, maybe it's a chisorin. But I want to shtel a little bit and explain something here. I mean, he does later on a little bit say more clearly, but I think here's the right place to explain it. When you look at it from a secular eyes, you say to yourself, yes, Adam is different, he has seichel. An animal doesn't build a very good building. We know how to build very good buildings. An animal just finds food laying around. We know how to cultivate fields and mechanize farms and so on and so forth. So we're more sophisticated than that. Even though now the trend is to go back to organic, and we might end up back like the ants. But I'll put him right now. We're still good, better at it than they are, and so on. So that's the normal secular attitude about Adam. His taina is that, yes, but that's not a sichlistic enterprise be'etzim. It's not something which you would say the world of food and clothing and shelter is an enterprise of sichlius. It's a physical enterprise. Seichel might be useful for it, but it's sort of a misuse. It's like the Gemara says by Mukta, using a hammer to break a coconut. It's like, yes, it can be used for that, but it's not. It seems as if it's a pa'ula that doesn't match the atmis of the person. So just like the mussel. Well, let's give it as the mussel. The Gemara, the Mishnah Shabbos has a whole bunch of things that are moisiv hevel, that can generate heat. We don't call them fire, because betzim, they are first and foremost gefes, nutzin, all these other things. They happen to have a side function, they also produce heat. But nobody's going to categorize that as fire, because that's not its etzim thing. So Adam uses a seichel for food, for other tzrachim gufniyim, but nobody's going to categorize the Adam as being that. It's not the seichel Adam, which is a seichel aloiki, and this is the point that may be the right place to explain this point. There is a constant science constantly looks to find that balachayim are intelligent also, and much more than we think so, and therefore it closes the gap with Adam. That's a typical scientific approach. Crows are supposed to be able to count till five, and this and that. It's so not on the right track. I don't know if crows can count to five. They can't. I mean, you know, the studies are fairly objective, so on. But none of that has to do with what he calls the seichel and das adam. The seichel and das adam, which he says is a seichel nivdal and seichel aloiki, which he's going to stress later, means as follows. The seichel that scientists are talking about is the seichel of physical things. So there are five things here, and we can count it. Crows, suffix, can count it. Other animals can't count it. But the topic is still physical things. Justice, chesed, kedusha, courage, all of these things, the world of musagim that are not physical in nature, are shayach only to Adam. Devarim Elokim means entities that we don't have a physical way of describing them. They are entities only in a world of Elokus. Chesed, Toiv, Kadosh, Mishpat, Tzedek in its real sense. All of those in Yanim, and Seichel has the ability to touch base with it. And just like the sound can never capture color, it's not an ava that can capture color, none of the senses can capture the inyanim aloikim except for the seichel adam. We do the hair, and we honestly the hair inyanim that are aloikim. So for that seichel and that das, there has yet to be found in what he said before anything that will satisfy that pu'ula. So here you have an Adam, and an Adam has a chelik of himself, his most chashuv chelik, and we in the world around, for what we normally use our brains, there is no activity, there's no pursuit that requires it. Now, he's going to explain, go off on a side point, not a side point, but a hesber. He said, the fact that we see an Adam is so good at looking, at satisfying his needs by using Seichel and Das. He said, not only is that not the Milas Adam, it might even be Chisar. And we said before, he says might, he's going to speak now, he's going to bring the Mishnah and explain it. But Akoponim, I'm not satisfied sure what he said, but now he will explain the Mishnah to show that not the fact that we use our Seichel and Das for activities that are mundane stems not from Chshivas Adam, but from a certain Pchisas Adam. Or B'Seif Ketushin, Tanya, Reb Shimon Loza Oimer, Mi Yomai L'Reisi Tzvi Kayetz. I never saw a deer harvesting. Kayetz means actually to lay out the dry stuff, like they used to put out, in the summer, the figs and stuff to dry, that's Kayetz. Vairi Sabol, and a lion being a porter, Veshul Chanvani and a fox being a businessman. Veheim is panas and shleibitzah. They get their panas without tzar. Veheim li nivro osam sheni. And they themselves were created only for me. Vani nevreis esham sheskoini. Uma elosh nivro osam sheni mispanas and shleibitzah. These animals that their tachlis is to serve me, they get their panas and shleibitzah. Vani shen nevreis esham sheskoini alachas kam vekama. So why I, who was there to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't have the same easy parnasa they have? Elo she'areisis ma'isei kipachtis b'nasasi. I messed it up myself with the chet. Shnema v'naseichem hita'ilo v'kulat ka. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Hareisha bieru. So the Mishnah is explaining. Ka'pu'ulos v'amalocha sho'isa odom l'tzeich parnasa eina mitzad ma'ilas odom al'tzad chizri sorn. The entire area of enterprise in which we do all sorts of activities for Parnassah comes from Chisorin and not from Maila. Okay, Shenivra Adam, because when a person was created, like Nivus Ima Malacha Vatikim Begodim Bin Abatim, Rakan Eden Hoyblad Varmelu, Gan Eden didn't need any of it. Vim Cain, Ein Ela Fulos Ladim Sara Shleimus Shem Sabalachai. So Adam was created without having to work for his Parnassah. So you can't tell me that having to work for Parnassah is the achievement of mankind. It's an added burden to mankind, but not an achievement. Ela pulos eimus panasim beloid varm elu. Im kein pulos eloim la odom itav chisorin shechota v'kipa panasosa v'luz eloi tzichum varm elu. So it's coming from a person chisorin. I want to add just a point, sort of a side point of this, but I think it's important to understand. The Mishnah says, toiv toiv d'acheres shehiyah shteim mishkachas avim. That it's good to do Torah together with physical work, with Yom Tov Cheretz, because Yigiyah Shem Meshkachas Avim. Is that a steer to this Mishnah? This Mishnah says it comes with Tzitzis Adam. I mean, the Mishnah of Torah and Cheretz is, look, Pasha talking about somebody that can he has a way of living without, you know, without doing his, if he has to work in order to get parnasa, the Mishnah, you don't need the Mishnah. But what does it mean that it's Torah Shagiyah Shem Shem? I think it means as follows. Adam la'omud yulad. A person was created to accomplish something. The chet caused it that we don't function well for the vast majority of us unless we're physically busy also. It's some people, if they have a lot of free time, it's not the pshat they don't accomplish much, they accomplish much less. They do bad things with the times. The klola was that Adam can't be on a dag of a malach. He doesn't function well. The Mishnahs are, both of them are saying the same thing in a different way. The Mishnah Tusha is saying, if we were who we were, let's give a muscle. If a person has a child that is really, really growing and learning and uses his time and he's secure in learning and he's Miss Amal and so on and so forth. I mean, every father has the sense of a nachas ruach. I want the kid to learn, and you know, unless there's a tzerech, unless there's a chreach, I don't want to do other things. Chaval, he's doing it. If you notice a child who he doesn't overstrain himself in learning, there's plenty of gaps. A wise father fills the gaps. Okay, you're going to go down and get this. You're going to do this. Leaving it empty is a churban. Had Adam been on a madrega that he should be, he could be kulei shakur and ruchnius and fulfill himself. Once we did a chet and we came down in madrega, then sitting in Gan Eden becomes a churban for us. When people have to work long and hard days, they had less time for Averis. The world of leisure, quote unquote, that we have today, it's not a bracha as much as a klala. People have way too much time on their hands, so the Chidei Skula who can use it very usefully, Matoiv Manoim, it's fantastic. For a lot of people, it just becomes dead time and worse than that. So it's not a steer at a two inyanim. When a person, when Adam was shayachted, it was a waste of his time to sit and to fry eggs in the morning and to pour the wine. Everything was done for him so that he could do what he's doing. If and when Adam was chayta, he fell for that madrega, and now it becomes a churban for him not to be misasik. The igiyas shneim for a lot of people is a tremendous achreach because of the lowness of the darga, not the highness of the darga. Now he says, what is the Mishnah of these three things? V'zocha gimel dvar, ki ba'odan gimel dvar. The Mishnah picked three examples because it's going to give three things in a person. Haguf v'anefesh ha'seichel. I think we've spoken about this before. The Maral tends to divide up a person into guf, which is the physical body. Nefesh, which in the Maral's language means the drives of a person. Ambition, hopes, jealousy, all of those inyanim that loosely we might call midas, that's called nefesh, the driving force of a person, the active driving force. And seichel is what we would call neshama. Ubechol shloshtan mishamesh adam tzarech yusei. A person in different areas uses these things for the purpose of parnasa. Ve'oma, kein shleimus ha'odam mashu mishamesh adam tzarech yusei beguf v'nafshu seichlei. It's not a shleimus of a person. V'zeh, how? A lion is very powerful, and he doesn't use it for his parnasa. I want to talk about this because this it repeats this by all three things. He says a lion doesn't use, that's what the Mishnah says. Mishnah says a lion doesn't have to be a porter. The tzvi doesn't work the fields, save away stuff. And the shul is not a businessman. So the Maral says they pick these three things as examples. But I want to try to understand a little bit just there's a piece here missing in Pshat. I mean, the Mishnah says, oh, I never saw a lion. This, but lions don't sit back. They don't sit back in Florida and sun themselves and the Malachim come and Atzela. Only in a zoo are they on such a on a high madriga that they have people coming and being Tzela Basa for them and Yai. So what does it mean? I mean, he runs long and hard and fast and to get his stuff. A Tzvi is always busy in my backyard rummaging for stuff. He doesn't get it delivered. He tries to come to every backyard, and his shul is busy chasing mice and stuff like that. Given the choice between opening a store and chasing mice for Panos, I think we'd opt out for the store. You know, it's not. I mean, it's true, it's a rat race, but like upon him, it's better than chasing rats and squirrels. So what's the pshat in the Mishnah? What is the Mishnah trying to say? I mean, that's there's an unknown piece here in pshat in the Mishnah. I think the morale is being Aymeran. So saying like this. The lion chasing giraffes to eat. That's the atzmius of the lion. The lion doesn't deher that as using a koch of his. It's not a side piece to his personality. That's what he enjoys doing, and that's what he does, and that's what a lion is about. A lion is about an animal that chases other animals and eats them. A fox is about using his chachma to outwit whatever it is, the rats and the squirrels and the dogs they run away from, so on and so forth. That's him. The what the Mishnah says is there is never a side use. In other words, the lion has a lot of koyach. So someone tells him, instead of chasing giraffes and zebras, which sometimes yes, sometimes not, why don't you come and work as a porter and as a red cap, and you'll have a steady parnas every day and so on and so forth. You'll use your koiches and use it for parnasa. Not realize yourself, but you'll substitute it for work. The word tsar that it says, the tsar doesn't mean, tsar means something out of its place, something that's not in its muckle. A lion chasing the zebra is not a tsar; it's an enjoyment. Just like a runner running a race, we sit back and say, "Oh yeah, nebach, he has to run so hard for his parnasa." What do you mean? A runner likes to run. When we have to run to catch the bus or the train or whatever it is, that's when you give a crutch and say, you know, oh, what a klala. But the lion, but the runner running, that's him. The klala is Adam himself is supposed to be, he's supposed to be osuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has kreiches for that. And the fact that he uses those kreiches, the fact that he needs to use those kreiches for other things, that's the klala of Adam. I once said, it says b'zeh asapech atoich alechem, that's the klala of Adam. So I said the pasuk is tremendously meduyak. The sweat of the hands or the feet is not a problem to use for parnasa. That's the goof, and that's fine. The sweat of the brow, in other words, that I have to spend time thinking about building a store and importing and exporting and dealing and handling and buying and selling. The fact that I make use of the seichel for that, that's where the klala lies. So I have a das of Adam, which is supposed to be osuk in dvarim elokim. That's what das Adam is. And I need to subordinate it and use it. So just like if a lion would take his strength, and instead of pursuing a zebra, which is what he's all about, he would have to become a sabo. A shul running after the chasing the mice and this other stuff, that's the shul. The fact that if he would have to take the seichel and subordinate it for something else, that's where you get that issue. If anyone ever has the inclination to, there's in the letters they put out from Hutner, there's a letter from his father to him. I don't know what his father was like. He seemed to be extraordinary person, but the letter expresses the following idea. his father obviously was a big Baal Kishon, a big Baal Nefesh, I assume for the Garten somewhere, and he because of Parnassa, he spent his life working very hard to make Parnassa, and he's so frustrated with having his kliyos and not being able to use it for what it's supposed to be used, for what he feels he has in him to realize himself. And he writes that his hopes lie in his son. Like, that's the expression of the letter. It's been a long time since I read it. I mean, a really long time, but it's very, very moving, very powerful. Like, he cries his life, like, you know, that he seems to have wasted his life because he's not realizing his potential. And his hopes are in his son. Very, very moving letter. But upon him, that's how he's looking up the Mishnah. So you see, none of these animals need to sort of make a detour and use kreiches for something else for parnasa. So he says, "Im kain, masha adam poil bekoyach gufa v'zeas apoy v'noisim masa gvelos parnasa." That a person undertakes things that are not himself as parnasa. Ein zem esat shteimis adam. You see, a Baal Chaim, nobody has to be oisik in Parnasa in a way that is a detour from what his Metzias is. He says, Ein shleimus haseichos adam shansa al parnasasoi kim zin zin zirach dover zah bal chai shabas na adam. Vim kein ma sha adam mishuva v'kol shah bal chai v'roshu le pulis michodes ein ha pulis michodes ein ha pulis shem lachs minyonim ki dover zah ein ala shleimus ha chisorn ad chisus zah chet v'nasa bal chisorn. So he says, any time seichel is used for areas that are tzorech, and let's hear the point that he's making here. The division in the great divide between science and technology, or pure science and technology, where technology is understanding the Bria so that we can make use of it, versus pure science, which is to understand because understanding is important. That's the hevdel between using seichel and das for parnasa, or using seichel and das for seichel and das. When a person learns lishma, it means most specifically, it's not whenever a person is studying something. The great divide is, why are you reading about cars? A, it interests me. I want to try to understand how a car works, or I want to figure out how to fix my car. I want to figure out which car to get. What we call chachma splits, there's a fork in the road of two radically different directions. Torah lishma means you're learning it because understanding and knowing, Torah gives you the insight in understanding and knowing what's right, and the etzim yediyah of what's right is your satisfaction, is what you are, versus, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposed it on us. I believe in Shechav Einish. I believe I'm going to be Omer Ladin. And I need to know what I can do, what I can't do. Right and wrong and so on and so forth. So he says over here, so all those pe'ulos that we do for Parnassa, those are not expressions of Seichel for Seichel's sake, but rather they're expressions of Seichel for Tzerech. And these trochim were there because of chisaron, not because of shleimus. Kidovas the ena leila shleimus rakel chisaron lepchisus b'shemeshvil shechota v'nasal chisaron okatzu alveil. Okvar bi'arnu ki e epsha shloyer la adam pulos hashem isyasam nafsha sheshnef shloikis. It must be that a person has some activity. So the realm of activities that are there to satisfy a physical need are secondary activities, certainly not the main purpose, and they even reflect a certain drawback from what a person is supposed to be. So what is that area that is shayach to adam? Vivkei nisha ha-shayla, eze heima pe'ulois, am yuchodes loy, am esyachsos, al malos eshet nefsichli, So if we're going to have to say that the world, the realm of things that are shayach to tzuras Adam are the mitzvahs in the Torah, being that they are beikar peulos elokis. Let me add a certain knait as to what the implication of this is. Let's take some of the easy marshal nida, hilchas nida. So the easiest way to explain hilchas nida is that a person's marriage tends to become stale, a person's taivas tend to become jaded over time, and if a person keeps a richuk, it'll enhance the taiva and the marriage and so on and so forth. It is a truth, but that's taking this world as the ikur and the mitzvahs as a chetimtza to serve this world. In other words, we look to find the meaning in the world of mitzvahs, how they service our world better. Somebody, a friend of mine's father was a German poet, a Yekish poet from in World War II in England. And he had a yeshiva, a small yeshiva, I think it was already in Gateshead. It wasn't not the Gateshead yeshiva, but it was something, I think it was in Gateshead. But he was telling over that there were a lot of German kids who came at that time with the different Kindertransport and so on. So he had a German kid in his little yeshiva. And the person came with his musagim, the kid, and it was always like he had an exact picture of the world and its needs, and everything fit around it. So you remember, he said, one day he disappeared from yeshiva. Disappeared, kid's gone, that's it. 6 weeks later, he reappears again. So he says, what happened? He said, well, he learned something that he found impossible to agree with, so he left yeshiva. And then, after further thought, he decided the Torah was right, and he came back again. So he asked him, well, was the Havin was Askar. Said they learned the halacha that if you have one pillow, you're supposed to give it to the Eved. He said, impossible. So this makes no sense whatsoever. And he walked out. That's why he decided he's leaving. It's nonsense. Then he thought about it, and he said, yeah, it is very wise. He said, look at this person. Yeah, this is a German kid with a German mentality. He says, he's got money for only one pillow, and he splurges on an Eved. What a spendthrift. That's a real lowlife. I mean, a person, you know, so uneconomic in his life, it's kumtem that you can give the pillow to the Eved. Torah is much wiser than I thought. What's the pshat? He had his little world, and he plugged in the mitzvahs there. And you know, so you walk around, and you can. Every mitzvah will be an explanation for it in this world, pretty much, and you can do well with it. But it's the wrong direction. That's it's instead of the mitzvah lifting you out of the world. So if neither gives you a deher in a higher oifin, that every dibuk has a richuk to it, and there's a richuk that's a tzarich for dibuk. If it's a ladder to climb higher, if your physical life is a ladder to climb higher, if kosher, instead of looking for reasons why this meat has cholesterol, it doesn't have cholesterol, it's better, it's worse, it's the other way around. It builds a certain sensitivity to things that are not within the range of physical realities. That's the tachos of it. So the point he's making is, and it's deeper than saying, well, it's got to be Torah mitzvah to satisfy that. The chelik of Adam that we're going to approach mitzvahs is the sensitivity that we have to things above it. Let me just give you an example. We'll finish with it. Just an example, if I get the point more. Let's say you have a person who is a very efficient type of person, but no aesthetic sense. And when he plans a room, a building, or anything like that, he plans it all in terms of efficiency. this is closer to walk, this is further to go, etc., etc. And then another person comes in with aesthetic criteria, but it doesn't look so nice, it's grander, it's bigger. If the person doesn't have a feel for the aesthetic, he is going to, it's not going to hit home. For most of us, we have a sense of aesthetic, and if somebody points it out, I have a chav of mine, he does layout pagination on Sfarim. He's one of the best there is. And he told me a lot of times, he'll show me two pages, and he'll tell me which of the two do you like better. And if you look at it, you say, I don't know, but I keep going back to this page. He said, can you figure out why? I can't figure out why. And then he would explain it to me. If a person, an aesthetic chush can be brought out, but the first thing you need is to be awake to it, to say to yourself, I'm going to art class not to figure out how to build a more effective thing, but how to build something that is aesthetically more pleasing. I need to forget about, is it better if the light switch is closer to the door, further to the door? I need to have different type of criteria for it. When a person approaches the ruchnius of Torah, a person needs to say to himself, yes, mitzvahs enhance my life, and they definitely are beneficial, but the purpose of it is to touch the part, to stimulate the part of the seichel that's above what's effective and efficient here, and leads a person to something deeper than that. That's what it is. And the mela, that's where a person finds the tachasit. Okay, I think we'll hold it here.
We have CDs if anyone's interested.